Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm at Coverings in Las Vegas, second day of the show, and I'm in the Iris Group Stone Peak space with Sophia Sabatini, the director of marketing. Sophia, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Good to be with you. So let's talk about your background a little bit. You're actually from Italy. You're from Florence, Italy. You came here to go to college and then ultimately ended up working here, and you've been here 4 years, right?
That's correct. I moved here in 2016 from Florence, Italy, where I was born and raised. Moved here and got into the tile industry.
So I'm real impressed. I'm so glad you give me a few minutes, because when I walked into this space, I felt like I was inside the Sphere. I mean, you have pulled off a high-resolution graphic when you walk into the front entrance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. This truly is a magical journey. It's an immersive experience. Our concept is the magical journey. This is the first U.S. stop. So it kicked off last year with Trisai. It went to the Dubai Design Week. It went to Museum Objet in Paris. And now finally here in Las Vegas, we're bringing this global concept and make it resonating with the U.S. market. So you're walking in, you're going through the stages of the alchemic journey, the process of purifying products. So understanding the product and understanding how to take it at the next level. And here we're declining that vision in three steps, and that's what you're talking about. When you come in, you see the first step, which is the breaking. And that's represented by distorted glass, which is reflecting back to you a distorted vision of yourself, and in this case, of our materials. So we're breaking down the preconceived notion that comes with the word tile. And then the next step is the glowing, so reconstructing that notion through sustainable practices, through innovations, taking those broken pieces and putting them back together. And that takes you to the third step, which is a restructure of the material into a more modern, high-performance, new product that isn't just your bathroom tile. It is really something that improves your relationship with the environment.
I'm not surprised to hear you're from Florence, Italy. Because Florence is where the Statue of David is, right?
Correct,
yes. I'm telling you, I mean, it is pretty cool.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a new renaissance of porcelain, one would say. Yeah. So Florence being the house of the renaissance.
Let's ground this just a little bit. Iris Group, obviously an Italian company, run by the daughter of the founder, Federica Minosa.
Yes.
Who is a trailblazer. We identified her in Four Focus magazine.
Yes.
She is one of our big trailblazers. She is really making a difference in the business. Your brand here in the United States is Stone Peak, and you have a factory in Crossville, Tennessee.
Correct.
A couple of years ago, you hired Hector Narvaez, right?
Yes.
And he's a firecracker, and he's made a big
difference. Absolutely, he has. He has. You've seen it starting in 2024 with all the changes that we've done, and we're finally in 2026, you know, focusing on new product. We're focusing on bringing those innovations. So truly, he depicted a new Stone Peak, and obviously always under the guidance of ownership. As you know, we're women-led, and we're extremely proud of that. So Federica Minozzi is the daughter of the original owner of Iris Ceramica Group, who operates globally, and she's also our CEO. Her mission, which is re-engineering ceramics for a better tomorrow, truly guides every step of this journey and of everything we do here in the U.S. as well as Stone Peak.
So I'm looking at, we're on the outside of the space right now, and I'm looking at a man-made rendition of marble, which is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. What are you most excited about in the space for this year?
I would say what excites me most of the space is the textures and finishes that we're bringing to market. Here at Coverings, we've launched two new collections, one being the Plain Dimension and one being Classic Boutique. You probably know Plain. Plain is our staple collection. We've been doing large XL porcelain slabs since 2013. We were one of the first to market with porcelain slabs, slim 6 mil. This year we're launching the newest level of Plain, being Plain Dimension. Dimension meaning the additional dimension that is brought to us by the finishes. In fact, if you see here, we're looking at Calacatta Bluette, Affion White, so we're really bringing those white marbles to life with the additional performance of porcelain slabs, and we're adding two new finishes, which are the feel and the glint finish. The glint finish that you can see here is the inclusion of crystalline inclusions within the body of the porcelain. So you can see that it's really giving that marble effect when it's hit by light. And that is something that is brand new to us. That is through our new investments in the production plant, We touched base on that 2 years ago. We announced a round of investments, and this is the latest one. And then the additional finish is the feel. So feel being, you know, how relevant texture is today. Giving that experience of real natural feeling crests and lower recess part of the slab. It's truly unique, and you can feel it here throughout the booth.
Now, what's in this booth is made, some of it in the United States, and some of it's made in Italy.
Correct. So the new rendition of Plain Dimension and Classic Boutique, these marble looks, they're all made in the U.S. So the technologies of the feel and glint are made in the U.S. And here we're also featuring our full body alla terza, full body at the third, which is earth form. And you can see this, we have these gorgeous planters, and earth form is produced by our company FMG in Italy. And it's through a bespoke, one-of-a-kind, globally patented manufacturing plant in Italy. We are one of the only ones that produce real full body. And not only that, we are the highest level of definitions truly of the full body. So Famiglia Minozzi came up with this and patented this way of production, and we show it here. So basically it gives you a product that doesn't imitate stone, but it actually evokes it. It's a new type of natural material. Every piece is different with conglomerates and elements of the product that come together through this specialized production way. So you can fabricate it throughout as if it was a stone.
Now, I've toured your factory and saw where you're actually doing gauge porcelain slabs. I mean, you do 11 foot by 5 foot slabs.
That's correct. 60 by 120 inches. Yes, 5 by 10.
Mm-hmm. And you also have in Italy, you're working on a hydrogen fire kiln, right?
Yes, that's correct. Our H2 factory, that again, it's part of the pioneership and that sustainable practices that Federica and her family implements globally. As you know, it operates with green hydrogen. So not only it has a bespoke production kiln that she had to push legislation to follow in order to get this achieved, but it also produces the hydrogen there. So it's taking the water, the sunlight, that's why it's green. The hydrogen is produced within that firm, and it's used to feed the kiln.
All right, thanks for spending time with us and our listeners. Again, been talking to Sophia Sabatini, the Director of Marketing with Iris Group USA, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FortAlley.net.